Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 13 people were killed across Missouri and Arkansas in the severe weather that's responsible for hundreds of thousands of power outages, and there was an earlier deadly impact Friday in Texas, says ABC's Matt Rivers.
In Texas, at least four people dead after a blinding dust storm swept through the panhandle. Wind gusts hitting 84 miles per hour, visibility near zero. The wind fueling grass fires, quickly spreading to homes as firefighters rushed to the scene.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer! To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Ice, cold, blooded, Sam Decker. And it's career win number 200 for head coach Greg Gard. Snaps off another three. Booked it! Oh, my goodness! Don't wake him up! Greg Kaminsky, a single-game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
From Gamers Fieldhouse in Indianapolis, this is the Badgers pregame show. It is semifinal Saturday here in the Big Ten Conference Tournament. The Wisconsin Badgers and the Michigan State Spartans, the regular season champion Spartans, advanced to today by virtue of a convincing win against Oregon yesterday. And speaking of convincing, it was all that and then some for the Wisconsin Badgers, hitting a tournament record tying 19 threes en route to an 86-70 victory against UCLA. So the Badgers and the Spartans in the top half of the semifinal bracket. The second game today has Maryland taking on Michigan. About an hour away from the opening tip, we'll, as always, catch up with head coach Greg Gard. We'll get you caught up on the tournament to date. And coming up, we'll hear from Jesse Temple of The Athletic, all part of our Badgers pregame show. We'll get it rolling in a couple of minutes on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
We get going with the Badgers pregame show as Wisconsin faces Michigan State in the semifinal round of the Big Ten Conference Tournament. Joined now by Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Well, so much for the shooting slump. You know, it's like in baseball where you go like 0 for 20 and all of a sudden you string together a couple of 5 for 5s. First time ever, I guess, where three teammates have combined to go 12 for 12, Jean-Tanjay, Stephen Crowell, and Kamari McGee. They were 5 for 32 against Michigan State and 19 for 32 against UCLA. Which do you think they'll be closer to today, the 5 or the 19?
I'm just going to be an optimist and say 19. I'd like to say this is the type of performance you're not going to see, except we've already saw it a few months ago against Iowa when Wisconsin hit 21. This is what the Badgers are capable of. You certainly don't expect it every night out. Or Jean-Tanjay going off for 6 for 6 from three. And as you mentioned, Stephen and Kamari didn't miss either. But that is why the Badgers can be so dangerous. Once they start hitting, they truly can beat any team in the country.
Yeah, and they had a deal yesterday, Jesse. We've seen it before. We've seen other games where the wheels fell off. They're up 19 at the half, and then UCLA, it's a real choppy start to the second half. The replay reviews, all that, but it's 12. They get it to 12 points without a whole lot of time going off on the game clock. It says something, I suppose, for the Badgers to be able to push back and get the lead to a more comfortable deal.
Very much so, because we've seen what's happened in some of these losses. Oregon, Penn State come to mind, where Wisconsin is playing well, and all of a sudden, as you say, Matt, the wheels fell off. Well, UCLA is an NCAA tournament team that earned a double bye, and that could have been a situation where Wisconsin struggled down to the stretch, and the Badgers did not. I think it shows some toughness, but it also shows why this team is a little bit different from the last few that we've seen, which obviously had injury issues, but they are capable of putting their foot on the gas and pulling away. And I think that's why there's got to be more optimism here now that they've not only reached the semifinals, but positioned themselves quite well for the NCAA tournament next week.
Their defense was awfully good yesterday, too. Of course, it's going to be overshadowed when you hit a Big Ten tournament record tying number threes. But UCLA, a good team, as you mentioned, a tournament team, only 32% from the field. I would imagine that everybody in that locker room was as proud of that end of the floor as the hot shooting.
Certainly. This is something that is still so important to Wisconsin basketball. Yes, they're scoring more points than any Badgers team in 54 years. But if they want to make a run in the postseason, it comes down to what can you do defensively to muck things up for the opponent. So they have that capability, and they're going to need it against Michigan State, a team that really likes to grind it out. We saw what happened the last time they met in East Lansing.
Yeah, and they'll go 10 deep, and they all get something done coming off the bench. The expectations for Michigan State are generally high year in and year out, but maybe this year not as much. Are you surprised at how good the Spartans have been this year?
I am, and I think that's why Tom Izzo ended up with the Coach of the Year honor, because of where expectations were at the start of the season. On the other hand, he's a Hall of Fame coach for a reason. He has tremendously talented players. Jace Richardson has been a great player. So this is sort of where Michigan State ends up being most seasons, even if they start off underlooked or, you know, overlooked a little bit. So it's going to be a real tough test for Wisconsin to get past the Spartans for sure.
You know, Brian Butch and I were talking yesterday, as poorly as Wisconsin shot it a couple of weeks ago against Michigan State, it's a 2-point game in the final few minutes. So they must have been doing a few things well. They just couldn't make shots. So that the final score was a little bit deceiving. I thought yesterday would be a great day in terms of close games. That didn't happen. I'll try it again. I'm thinking the two semifinal games today could be really fun games for people to watch.
I would expect that to be the case as well. This is the highest level of college basketball, and there's still a lot on the line. So I'm eager to see how both teams respond. And Wisconsin is turning things around from that Penn State loss. It's interesting when you hear Greg Gard talk about maybe that loss, if you're looking for a silver lining, was a good thing. It forced Wisconsin to play an extra game. And maybe the Badgers are finding their mojo at the right time.
All right. He's Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Stay with us for pregame coverage to come. We'll have our Badger spotlight coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. a trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstanding educator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstanding educator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our Retirement Ready Roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Our pregame coverage continues. Time for our Badgers Spotlight. We'll replay yesterday's postgame interview with Badgers guard Kamari McGee as he, along with John Tanjay and Steven Crowell, combined to pitch a perfect game from the three-point line. Party of one in Division I college basketball to take and make a dozen threes, three guys on one team. It happened yesterday. We visited with Kamari right after the Badgers win against UCLA.
How are you doing? You're asking how we're doing. How are you doing? You're doing pretty good.
I'm great. I feel good. I feel like I can play a whole other half.
I bet you do. Tell us the feeling, the way this game started. You guys were raining threes. Everybody, Tanjay, all you guys going off. Just a special feel those first couple of minutes that this day was going to belong to you?
Honestly, we attacked this day. You know, we were waiting for it after we won yesterday. You know, we wanted to see UCLA again, so everybody was just hyped for this game. Like, everybody in the locker room, you could just see it on everybody's faces that this was a game that we wanted to come in and take, so and then we did that.
What you guys talked about is everyone's going to talk about the made threes, 19 of them. You guys tie a Big Ten tournament record. But defensively, you guys were locked in. There were red jerseys everywhere, especially when you guys, you know, evaluated that film, that second half against UCLA. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of space, right? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of space. There wasn't a lot of space. What was the biggest adjustment this afternoon?
Just making sure that we were in our gaps. You know, like you said, when we watched the film from the last game, it was a lot. It was just open. Like,
it wasn't
their
good.
Guys
it
just
wasn't
had
good, yeah.
Driving lane after driving lane after driving lane. But, you know, we really focused in on the gaps, just being in gap helps, making them throw the throwback, making them find other guards, just because we knew that they wanted to get in the paint more than shoot the three.
You guys have always, throughout the season, you don't panic. I mean, you're up 19 at the half. They get it to within 12. You know, they're getting their free throws. You had like three or four reviews, all that. No panic. This is where experience comes in, you think, with Kamari, with you and your guys. Like, you've been around the block a couple times. You know how to handle it when it looks like it might get dicey.
Honestly, you can credit that to experience, or you can just credit it to us having a group of guys that's together. You know, we've been in that position before, and at times we folded. So, you know, in the locker room, I told the guys, like, we can get in here at the half and say all these words, say everything, but it don't matter if we don't do it. It don't matter if we don't, like, have action behind it. So I just kept preaching that to the guys, like, action, action, action. We got to be about our words. We can't just talk. We got to go out there and do it, and we did.
How does a game like this, when you guys shoot it so well, build that confidence? Not that you guys have been shooting it bad over the last couple, you know, games or last six, but, like, there's been a couple struggle games, Michigan State, where you just, like, open shots, you just didn't make it. It happens. But now you put one of these out there, and it's like, okay, let's rock and roll. What does that do for the confidence of that locker room?
It builds that confidence even more than it already was, because we know, like, games like that Michigan State game, that wasn't really us, but the ball isn't always going to go in how we want it to, so we just got to keep that confidence, and games like this just help with that, you know, because we know, like, we are all great players who can shoot it, and we just got to keep shooting the shots.
Final question. I could name anybody on this roster, but how about number 13 today, Xavier Ames? He's pretty good today, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, he was great today. He was on my case on the bench. He was like, yo, keep your head in the game, kill it, and he'd get in there and go knock down two threes right away. And I was like, hey, I love that, Zay. Yeah, you hold me accountable, and you go out there and do it too.
I got one last for you. Do you believe in jinxes?
I don't know.
Oh, thank you. Hey, thank you. You know what? Not only did you play a half game, I got you.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you. All right, that's what I mean.
John was 9 for 9. Then he forces one. That's his only miss of the day. And Butch actually did jinx.
I don't believe in things. But,
Mark,
hey,
my guy.
He was hooping though.
You guys are so much fun to watch, man. Congratulations.
Man, I appreciate y'all.
That's senior guard Kamari McGee, and that's today's Badger Spotlight. Stick around. The Notebook is coming up next as our pregame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
The 1849 ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squat about that bill?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that bill?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that bill?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments. As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C., and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness, and more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
We continue with our Badgers pregame coverage as Wisconsin takes on Michigan State in this Big Ten tournament semifinal game alongside Brian Butch. I'm Matt LePay. Well, I thought we were going to have four really good games yesterday, and one was really good,
yeah.
The second one, but the separation in these games, we'll get into it more in our Big Ten report, but to see Purdue get trounced and Illinois get trounced, I guess that shows you what. You got teams that are good enough in this league to beat other really good teams like a drum, and that's what we saw particularly in the night session.
Yeah, no. I did not see the night session going the way that went,
no.
To be completely honest. Back in the hotel room watching it, thinking, really? Okay. Now Illinois looked like they had just kind of run out of gas a little bit. And I thought Purdue just – I think more than anything what scares me for Purdue is the NCAA tournament because they look really tired. Their guys have played heavy, heavy minutes all season long, and it looks just from one game I know, but Michigan looked like they had a lot more energy, and Purdue, like, and this is a home game for Purdue. I mean, as far as the fans, all that stuff that goes with them, and they just did not have a pop. Just didn't have the pop.
So they'll get an extra day or two now, being eliminated on Friday.
let's circle back to that, Brian, because that is always the topic with this. I mean, you guys have, when you playing on Sunday was a pretty common occurrence. What was that like? Just getting, you know, staying as fresh as you can. You hope to play Friday, but that's a little out of your control.
Well, it is. Now, I think for this team, I think they've kind of been in control a little bit, win a little, have some help. You know, Milwaukee's a Friday if they end up there. But it is out of your control. You could be sent somewhere where all of a sudden you're playing a Thursday. And then it's about getting your mind right and understanding what you've done. And building some confidence here in Indianapolis in the Big Ten tournament was always so important. And this group did that. And that's why I think the biggest thing is with the win yesterday is they saw some shots go down. And they needed to do that. They needed to see some shots go down. Whatever happens this afternoon, you know, obviously you're trying to win. But they hadn't had a game where they saw the ball go through the net as much as yesterday in about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, that's a big thing.
Yeah, I want to reiterate what we were talking about yesterday, too, because you hear this said a lot in basketball. If you are struggling shooting the ball, eventually that's going to affect your ability to guard. But on the flip side, if you're clicking and getting 1.3 per possession, 1.6
in the first half,
yeah. When you're doing that, on the other end, you're more motivated still to guard like crazy.
Well, yeah. I mean, and this, the thing that I've been impressed with this team the most is I really do feel like their defense, other than the Penn State game, they've gotten so much better. And offensively, early on in the season, everybody looked at it and said, wow, look at this offensive team. Me and you were looking at it and saying, yeah, offensively, great. Defensively.
Yeah, but.
We looked at each other. We've seen enough. We've watched enough. We're like, oh, okay. Well, there's some work to be done in the defensive end. They've done that, though. Mm-hmm. Like, they have gotten better. And I think, to me, that was what was so impressive about yesterday's game is even though they were making threes, I thought they were elite defensively.
They were, and we'll reiterate also what we talked about. We asked Kamari McGee that if Xavier Amos can bottle up that energy from yesterday, he's a skilled player, but we saw a little more grit maybe. And it, look, his sample sizes have been snapshots, some games more than others, and we'll see what kind of a matchup today is for him. But that was, you know, it's one game, I get it, but it was an encouraging game.
Well, there's no question about it. I mean, and that I think is the thing that you take away a lot is, given this stage, to be able to play that kind of game on this stage, that's what you're trying to find out is who can you put in maybe to give you a jolt of energy in the NCAA tournament game. Yax earned some more minutes. He earned some more opportunities, you know, just because of the performance. And that's what a coach wants. The coach wants a guy to come in and guys to come in and play really well to make their job tough. As far as where the minutes are distributed.
And there are some guys, I want to go back to John Tanji now, some guys just seem to thrive on the bright lights or certain matchups. John Tanji, as we said yesterday, was 12 of 13 from three in the two games against UCLA.
Yeah,
but I suppose that's something that as a player you feel as well. If it's you, one of your teammates, Marcus Landry, was the MOP of the tournament in 2008. You know, everybody likes to say you want the big stage, but some maybe like it a little bit more. You can kind of tell that in a locker room.
Yeah,
you?
There's no question, and I think that's the thing. How do you handle the emotion of guys that, you know, want that stage, but then they play too fast, and then it leads to turnovers, or they do some things that they haven't done all year long? That's what that's the way part that you have to look through as you weigh it all out. Like, you want guys to play with energy, but you also want them to stay in their box. I think as a player, that's probably one of the toughest things to try to get your head around is, okay, I've got to just continue to do what I've done every single day from November until today. Just do what I've done, because that's why this team has been successful. So many guys try to do a little bit too much. And then you see coaches just shaking their heads and say, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm. We'll find out a little after 5 tomorrow Central Time as to the draw, the seed, the location. You know, a couple folks I've talked to who see the landscape, bracketologists, seem more confident that Wisconsin is going to go to Milwaukee. I guess that's always – it's part of the appeal, I guess, is the mystery. But winning yesterday was a – pretty sizable step in that direction if that actually occurs.
Yeah, no question about it. It was an extremely good win for this team. I also think what happened on Thursday with a couple of other losses from some other teams that didn't allow them to get more quality wins. It allows Wisconsin to get some quality wins. They took advantage of that opportunity that was in front of them. And now maybe it's a situation where you play at Milwaukee. And I don't know if it's good playing at Milwaukee or not. Like, it sounds great, but there's a lot more distractions. We'll get to that at a different point because I do think there's more distractions when you play close to home.
Yeah, they have three times in the last couple of decades played in Milwaukee, twice at the Bradley Center, the old Bradley Center, and then 3 years ago at Fiserv Forum. Only once did they get through, and that was 2014. And they needed a big-time comeback to do that, to beat Oregon. And obviously that was the second step on Wisconsin's road to the Final Four 11 years ago. It's, I think you'll have the atmosphere. Ticket availability is always kind of, you might have to be a little more creative as Badger fans to get there. But I do know that 3 years ago, it was pretty – every time the Badgers have been in Milwaukee, it has been a home court kind of feel.
There's no question. And it's one of those things that you do want for that. But as players go, I did have a chance to play at the Bradley Center with it. You're looking at it, you're evaluating it, but there's more – you've got more family that wants to be there. You've got more – like, there's so many of those things that you're worried about. And sometimes that's good, sometimes it's bad. Well, I know the support is great, though. I know.
I've noticed with you in Indianapolis, you can't take five steps, and people are like, Brian. I mean, you're
only reason that is because I'm 7 feet tall. That's it. That's the only reason. My head is above everybody else. That is it. Matter of fact, I'm here in Hall of Fame. A whole bunch when we walk by. Jinx, all right? That's what I am.
Well, you are. You are.
No, that was all you.
You're America's Jinx.
That was all you yesterday.
Of all the ways to bust the streak, too, I mean, a double clutch leaner.
I told you it was coming.
Like, come on, John.
I knew it was coming.
A double clutch leaner. <It's> like, but, boy, you go 9-for-10, and he goes 6-for-6. You get Steven Crow 3-for-3, Kamari McGee 3-for-3. Oh, there is a stat that came out over the last quarter century. Three guys on a team have not combined to go 12-for-12 or better until yesterday. So it was somewhere probably in the middle between the 5-for-32 against Michigan State a couple of weeks ago and the 19-for-32 against UCLA. But the best news was, they started hot against Penn State. They started hot against, other teams, and it did fade off. And as Kamari reminded us, leads were lost. They looked so good early against Oregon, so good early against Penn State. They didn't allow UCLA. There was a couple of tense moments there early in the second half, but the Badgers did have an answer, which was really, really big. UCLA never had a great reason to think that it could rally.
Yeah, and I thought I was really impressed because there were a lot of reviews.
Yes.
And because of those reviews, you had to manufacture a lot of offense, and you had to manufacture a lot of energy again. You need to make sure that you dialed your group back together. And that's extremely tough to do. So I thought they answered the question not once or twice, but I thought they answered it three or four different times where they needed to kind of regroup and do that together and play as one. And they did a fantastic job.
All right. That is your Badgers notebook. Stay with us. More of our pregame show is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
How do you replace a legend? Well, the short answer is you don't. A legend comes along once in a lifetime, if you're lucky. At Using Airs, we feel fortunate to have been part of Bob Uecker's life for the last 30 years. Uke wasn't much of a hitter, just 200 lifetime. But man, could he pitch. Sausage, that is, not baseballs. He was so good, he earned a spot in the Wisconsin Meat Industry Hall of Fame for pitching Usinger's products. Summer just won't be the same without you, buddy. Thank you, Mr. Baseball. You are the GOAT.
Back at Gamebridge Fieldhouse in downtown Indianapolis. Semifinals Saturday here in this Big Ten Conference Tournament. The Wisconsin Badgers taking on the Michigan State Spartans. A rematch of a game of couple of weeks ago that had all the look of a down-to-the-wire game, two-point game in the closing minutes, but Michigan State with a burst, couple of key offensive rebounds, and a day where Wisconsin didn't shoot it well. Brian Butch of the Badgers still did a lot of other things well. We'll hear from Greg Gard on that, but they put themselves in a position somehow, some way, to have a shot against a team that's as hot as anybody right now in college basketball.
Well, they did, and rewatched that game a little bit this morning. The one thing, and we talked about it during the game, it really came down to how Wisconsin handled the side pick and roll action that Michigan State got into. Michigan State was able to get into the pick and roll action. They were able to get to the rim and then finish them dunks towards the end of that game. And that's where they were able to kind of create that space a little bit, help Wisconsin make shots, right? Like that's part of it as well. But defensively, I really look early in this game, see how Wisconsin's guarding that ball screen action, because that's where Michigan State did have success.
All right, a little more than a half an hour away from the opening tip, the Badgers and the Spartans for the right to advance to tomorrow's Big Ten Tournament Championship game. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Badger basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Jones Dairy Farm, making breakfast better since 1889. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger shoot-around.
Pre-game coverage continues, joined by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. You said many times, game's a lot easier when the ball's going through the bucket here. If it were only that easy, right? But great work both ends of the floor. The defensive effort probably gets overshadowed by some. I'm sure not by you guys.
No, I felt defensively. I mean, I really don't even keep track of how many threes we make. I would say watch and evaluate each possession for what it is. And I really felt defensively we were doing some really good things. And then obviously when you can, you know, couple that with making threes and really the 22 assists jump out. You know, you don't make 19 threes if you're playing selfishly, because you aren't going to get that good of looks. So we were able to really move the ball, share it with each other, and play unselfishly. And that's a byproduct of doing that.
You did it throughout the course of the game, but there was the one possession where it was really popping. Ends up at a corner three from Max. That, I mean, it's everybody's just gushing about that. But people who've watched your team seen that before. But.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously that's the optimal. That's how you'd like to have every possession look, but it doesn't always play that out that way. But, yeah, I mean, just the quick decisions, you know, playing .5 basketball, meaning you're making in a half a second, you're making a decision whether you're shooting it or moving on to next. And when that ball moves like that, like I said, for any defense, it's hard to keep up with.
I don't know how anyone would predict somebody going 6-for-6 from three like John, but in that first game, that was important. You mentioned it. You wanted to get him going a little bit, and it started to happen for him as that game has moved along against Northwestern.
Yeah, I thought it was important. You could tell he just couldn't find a rhythm in the first half, and that's why, quite frankly, I left him on the floor longer than normal when I usually try to roll guys in and out, just because I felt he had to get something positive happening. And obviously making a couple shots there and then making the shot to end the half, I felt was important for him and obviously important for us to take a 7-point lead. But that kind of allowed him to get on track and get feeling good about his offensive game.
All right, we'll have more with Coach Gard coming up. Pre-game chat presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Let's have brats for dinner.
Whoa, maybe not.
Hi, this is Fritz Usinger. Your home freezer can begin to suck moisture and flavor out of improperly packaged food products within a matter of days. That's why at Usinger's, we flash freeze our brats and then vacuum seal them to lock in flavor and seal out air. Just put them in your freezer, and when you're ready for a Usinger brat, drop the package in a bowl of water, and in 15 minutes, they're ready to grill. Remember, if it has an elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
Jerry?
Yes, honey.
Ooh, don't you think... Jerry!
I know, I'm calling Cleary.
You know, sometimes DIY means don't involve yourself. You can still have the building of your dreams. Just let the amazing team at Clary do the work we love. Clary Building Corp, stopping do-it-yourselfers from injuring themselves since 1978.
The 2025 Wisconsin football schedule is here, and you should be too. Season tickets are on sale now, so don't miss your chance to jump around at Camp Randall Stadium this fall. Last year, 6 of 7 home games were sellouts, proof that there's nothing like game day with the Badgers. Secure your spot for marquee matchups against Ohio State, Washington, and Iowa, and enjoy the best value to see Wisconsin football in action. For more information and to get your season tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
We continue with head coach Greg Gard. Probably should just rewind the recording from a couple weeks ago. They just do what they do exceptionally well, right? And in tournaments where you're playing 3 games, 3 days, whatever the case, because of their depth, I mean, tired legs probably not much of an issue, is it?
No, I would imagine not. And we're all, you know, you all hope to get in this position when you come through the back half of the season. You intentionally plan out practices to continue to stay fresh and try to stay as healthy as possible. But you're right about Michigan State. I mean, it's been the same. We can wash, rinse, repeat for 25 years. You know, it's just they're really good on the offensive glass. They're really good in transition. And this is one of the best defensive teams I think Tom's had there just because they do it by committee and maybe not an exclusive star or couple. And they got a couple, you know, really, really good players in Jaden Akins and Jace Richardson. But, you know, just by committee, how they've done it, that group of 10 have been, you know, they've been workmanlike all year.
It's easy for those of us on the outside to look at the box score and see what the three-point shooting was in that game. But if you watch the game, it's a two-point game and like with 3.5 minutes left. You had to be doing a lot of things well to be in that position.
Yeah, I mean, we defended well. We kept them under a point per possession. So that should tell you, should be have a chance, but obviously the 5 for 32 is one thing. But I felt the 9 turnovers, even though it's 9's not a lot, but there was 2 or 3 at the worst possible time for us when we had chances to take the lead, or it was a 1-possession game and allowed it to get to a 2-possession game. And then obviously the offensive glass, and Kohler was a monster in that game. He's done that all year. I mean, he's been a workhorse on the glass for him, and we have to do a much better job in taking care of the ball and obviously trying to defensive rebound better.
You ever see the day? Probably not. The key against Michigan State would be anything other than transition D. The way they get up their fast break points, I mean, that's one of many things. Same story for you.
It is. You know, it's defend, rebound, and run for them. And, you know, so for us, obviously, it starts with taking care of the ball. You don't want to give away live ball turnovers and bad shots that lead to run out. So making sure we're efficient on our offensive end, and then obviously do a really good job in transition on the way back.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us. We'll look around the Big Ten, presented by the Big Ten Network in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt Nair on air.
Pre-game coverage continues. Time now for our Big Ten report, brought to you by the Big Ten Network. There are 3 coaching jobs open now in this 18-team Big Ten conference with Minnesota and Indiana opening up a couple of days ago. And then yesterday, Brian, the word that Iowa's making a change, Fran McCaffrey will not return next season. A very good run for him in Iowa City. His accomplishments as a head coach are not open to debate. He's been very good at his stops. I guess the reality of this now, right? I mean, the attendance had dwindled at Carver Hawkeye. They want to make some improvements there, but it cannot be mistaken. His teams did pretty well in Iowa City, didn't they?
Well, more than pretty well. I mean, look at where they're at. They've had National Player of the Years. They've had, I mean, now when you look at this, and this is my biggest complaint about March, is you're judged in March, and they weren't able to get to the second weekend. But they've had National Player of the Years. They've won a Big Ten Championship Tournament in 2022. So you look at what, you know, Fran did in Iowa, I think a fan base can start to overlook what a coach has done when you've been there for 15 years. I think there's some of that with the Iowa fan base, to be completely honest. I thought he's done a heck of a job. Yes, this year a little different, but you lose Owen Freeman for the, you know, remainder of the season, about third into the Big Ten season, you're probably not going to win. I don't care who you are if you lose a starting center. That's why you look at what Chris Collins did at Northwestern, so remarkable, because anytime you lose one of your star players, it's tough to win in this league. And yes, attendance and everything else plays a factor. And, you know, we'll see who the next person that comes in and takes that job over. But it there's a lot there.
It's hard to rate where it would be on the rankings of jobs at the Big Ten. I would think good, because the fan base is very good. I know the gate wasn't what they're normally accustomed to, but it's a very good and loyal fan base. I don't know the resources. Probably okay, probably not great if I were to take a guess. But now with the rev sharing, we are assuming that's all going to be in play. Then those are institutional decisions, how much will go to basketball. You get the impression they want to start making more of a push in that area. I guess we'll find out together.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see what they do and how they go about it. And, you know, when you've got your women's program and you've got Caitlin Clark that comes in and sells it out, I was a little bit where do you want to spend your money? Yep. I mean, they're hardworking people in Iowa, just like Wisconsin. So, mm-hmm. You know, to go to a game, they had to pick or choose one or the other. You probably were going to go to a women's game. And that's one of those things that Iowa men's basketball needed to fight. And, you know, having the season with the injuries makes it difficult.
Yeah, it's part of it. It's the not-so-pleasant part of it with coaching changes. And this is also, with that being said, season. With the portal opening up here pretty soon and players already making announcements as to their intentions, the whole issue of roster construction. So that would lead me to believe, if we're talking about the women's basketball job at Wisconsin or any of the number of jobs out there, speed is of the essence get your coach in place.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you're seeing so many guys and coaches be let go so fast right now. Cal Neptune at Vanilla got let go, Villanova got let go today. You're going to see it happen fast, because it's the reality of where the sport is. The portal's already open. Owen Freeman's in the portal today. Mm-hmm. Like, that's where we're at.
Yeah.
And decisions do need to be made quickly. Correct.
All right. That is your Big Ten Report, brought to you by the Big Ten Network. We'll get back to action on the court here as we continue. We'll get Butchie's keys to today's game, Wisconsin and Michigan State, back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Wisconsin is known for some pretty great things, like football, food, and family. At Jones Dairy Farm, we're proud to be a Wisconsin company, one that's been family-owned and operated in Fort Atkinson. Our all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger have all been making Wisconsin breakfast better since 1889. And that Wisconsin pride is why Jones is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our Retirement Ready Roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
A Badgers pregame coverage continues. Wisconsin and Michigan State this afternoon. Big Ten Tournament semifinal matchup. And let's get to the keys to today's game. Butchie, what you got?
Well, we're playing Michigan State. It hasn't changed in 30 years, and it's not going to change today either. You got to take care of transition. Can't give Michigan State any easy baskets. You got to rebound the ball at a high level, and you got to guard very, very physical. And those are the three things. Here's a little one I'll add to it, though. Offensive rebounding, Michigan State, they average about 10.3. So you're going to have to rebound the ball at the high level. Nolan Winter at Michigan State was fantastic, had 17 of them. Nolan's going to have to rebound at a high level. Bigs are going to have to rebound. Guards are going to have to rebound. That's one of the things. I also think the three-point shooting today. Obviously, Wisconsin coming off the way that they shot it. But you look at overall, I think Michigan State can be great if they make threes. So Wisconsin's going to have to win the battle of the three-point line. They didn't do that in East Lansing. They made 19 of them yesterday. I think somewhere in between, and you're looking at a pretty good day for Wisconsin. But I think transition, rebounding, physicality, defense, but that kind of big old question mark will be the three-point line today.
Yeah, yesterday the Spartans were 7 of 15 from deep against Oregon, 9 of 27, as Butchie mentioned, against the Badgers, which the 27 takes well above what Michigan State normally attempts. They take 19 or 20 threes on average, and that's about it. They rely far less on the three. Wisconsin relies on the three more than anybody in the Big Ten, less on the twos. Michigan State's good at getting to the free throw line, 22% of their points coming at the line. Those are your keys to today's games. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
1849, ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squat about that?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Let's get to the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. Both teams good with their rotation players here for this matchup. Cameron Hunter, who was questionable yesterday, officially questionable. He wasn't even on the bench yesterday, but he is back and on the bench here today if needed for Wisconsin. Michigan State looks like it has an all clear for this matchup. That is the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. Now to the starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Don't drop the ball, Badger fans. The Wisconsin DOT reminds you to drive sober. For the Big Ten champion Michigan State Spartans, 27-5 overall, 17-3 in Big Ten play. Tom Izzo, the Naismith Hall of Famer in his 30th year as the head man in East Lansing. 734 wins, 300 losses. He is the all-time winningest coach in Big Ten history. Up front, he has Jackson Kohler, 6'9 junior out of American Forks, Utah, at 8.7 rebounds a game. Shimon Zapawa, 7-foot senior from Poland, transfer from Utah State, also from Longwood University in Virginia. He averages 4.7 points, about 4 rebounds per contest. In the backcourt, Jeremy Fears, 6'2", redshirt freshman out of Joliet, Illinois, 7 points, 2 rebounds, 5.5 assists per game. Jaden Akins, a 6'4", senior out of Farmington, Michigan, 13 points, 3.7 rebounds. And rounding out the starting five for Michigan State is Jace Richardson, 6'3", freshman. He is averaging 11.7 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists per game. For Greg Guard's Wisconsin Badgers, same five as usual. Up front, Steven Kraut, 10 points, 5.3 rebounds, 2.5 assists. Nolan Winter at 9.7 points, 6 rebounds a game. In the backcourt, John Tanjay, 19 points, 5.2 rebounds, nearly 2 assists per contest. Max Klesman, 9.5 points, 2.5 rebounds, 2.7 assists. And John Blackwell will round out the starting five, 15.5 points, 5 rebounds, 2.2 assists per game. This is the 12th time these programs have met in the Big Ten tournament. Michigan State has won 7 of the first 11, including 3 straight. These two programs, they face each other a lot. They tend to face each other in this tournament as you get into the weekend. You remember playing them?
I do remember playing them once or twice. Absolutely.
One of the many classics in Wisconsin basketball history. Not only have been in this tournament, but against Michigan State, a come-from-behind win, to name one, in 2008. The overtime classic 10 years ago when the Badgers skunked Michigan State in the extra 5 minutes en route to securing a Big Ten tourney title. Those are your starting lineups. We are about set to go. Wisconsin and Michigan State here in Indianapolis. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Brands is coming up. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
How do you replace a legend? Well, the short answer is you don't. A legend comes along once in a lifetime, if you're lucky. At Usinger's, we feel fortunate to have been part of Bob Uecker's life for the last 30 years. Uke wasn't much of a hitter, just 200 lifetime. But man, could he pitch. Sausage, that is, not baseballs. He was so good, he earned a spot in the Wisconsin Meat Industry Hall of Fame for pitching Usinger's products. Summer just won't be the same without you, buddy. Thank you, Mr. Baseball. You are the GOAT.
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air.
When you think of Wisconsin basketball, you think about discipline.
Now to Max for three in the lead. He hit it from right of the circle, Max Klusman.
You think about being fundamentally sound.
Rebound Blackwell just took it away from Reese. Low on the left, lifted it off the glass.
You think about playing with a level of toughness.
Oh, nice pass from Blackwell into Crowell for the dunk.
Every day there's another step.
And the Wisconsin Badgers knock off third-ranked Marquette as they storm the floor at the Kohl Center in Madison.
On Wisconsin. Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment.